Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The authorities in Los Angeles say the strong winds that have spread wildfires over a wide area are likely to continue for several days. Emergency crews have yet to contain the two largest. 11 people are known to have died. Peter Bowes is in Los Angeles.
There is still a very intense firefight going on at the two major fires, the Palisades fire and the Eaton fire, which is around Pasadena. Certainly the Palisades fire has been causing, I think, most concern. It's moving towards densely populated areas, Brentwood and the San Fernando Valley, which is the area just to the north of Hollywood. And a lot of people in those areas are now being told to be prepared to evacuate their homes at any moment. People are being warned you need to have a plan to escape as soon as possible.
The US special counsel, who led federal investigations into Donald Trump, has resigned from the Justice Department. Jack Smith had already dropped the criminal cases against Mr. Trump following his election victory in November. The president-elect has been fighting to block publication of the prosecutor's findings. With more on Mr. Smith's role, here's Merlin Thomas.
He was in charge of writing and investigating two reports into alleged cases into Donald Trump. One was of his alleged mishandling of classified documents, and the other was his alleged attempts to overturn his election defeat in 2020 against President Biden. Both of those criminal cases have been shelved, and that's because, according to a US Department of Justice policy, sitting presidents are seen as temporarily immune from prosecution while in office.
There have been celebrations in parts of Sudan after the army captured the eastern city of Wad Madani from their paramilitary rivals. In an audio message, the leader of the Rapid Support Forces, General Mohamed Hamdan Daglo, acknowledged losing the capital of Al Jazeera State. Yusuf Taha reports.
The RSF leader's admission was angry and rambling. He attributed the loss of Wad Madani, 140 kilometres south of the capital Khartoum, to the army's air superiority and use of Iranian-made drones. But he vowed to continue fighting until victory, even if it took another 20 years. The paramilitary leader threatened to put Sudan's army chief, his former boss, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, on trial once the war was over. The RSF, which has controlled Wad Madani for a year, has been accused of widespread human rights abuses, which they deny.
Ethiopia and Somalia have agreed to restore full diplomatic relations after a tense year between the two neighbours. The announcement follows a surprise visit by Somalia's president to Ethiopia earlier today. The row started when landlocked Ethiopia made a deal with Somaliland to gain access to the Red Sea. World News from the BBC. Iran has closed down many schools, universities and government offices across the country due to worsening pollution and shortages of gas and electricity as temperatures drop. Many Iranians are blaming government mismanagement and a lack of investment in the gas industry for the crisis, which has been made worse by ongoing US sanctions. Some power plants that run on gas have been forced to close down. The Israeli military says four of its soldiers have been killed and six others injured in the far north of Gaza. They're said to have come under fire and then been hit by an explosive device in the town of Beit Hanun. Earlier, Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry said 32 Palestinians had been killed in Israeli strikes over the past 2 days. The Peruvian government has declared a state of emergency across 20 regions, including the capital Lima, due to severe rainfall. The measure will last for 60 days, giving local authorities special powers to manage flooding and recovery efforts. Rivers are close to overflowing and warnings have been issued for potential landslides. Joe Biden has awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, America's highest civilian honour, to Pope Francis. Mr. Biden is only the second Catholic president and has met Pope Francis on several occasions. Warren Boole has more details.
Joe Biden has handed out more than 50 presidential medals since he took office, with recipients including the basketball star Magic Johnson and the former Secretary of State and First Lady Hillary Clinton. For this award, Mr. Biden was unable to meet Pope Francis in person. He had to cancel the journey to Italy and the Vatican to concentrate on the response to the California wildfires. In the citation accompanying the medal, Francis is described as the people's pope, reaching out to different faiths and commanding people to fight for peace and protect the planet.
BBC News.